Now, really, a regular meeting for November 11, 2013 will come to order. Please turn off your silence electronic devices. Ms. Bujor, ladies and gentlemen, please.
I pledge to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bujor?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Easter?
Here.
Ernie Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Delano?
Here. The minutes for the October 14th meeting, any factors that are corrections or motions accepted? Ms. Bujor, second, Mr. Andre, all in favor, any comments from the audience? All in favor, say aye. All opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committees, I don't have anything. Public Works. Planning, variance request, Clifford J. Gidry, 1826 Aline Street, non-compliant, section 1931.1. Zoning, R1, facade setback, there's a sketch in your package. It was reviewed by the planning commission and reported out favorably. Is there any discussion or motion from the council?
Move.
Max Andre, second, Mr. Neesler. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Variance request, Ryder Seminole, 2670, Orleans Quarter, non-compliant, section 19.6, drainage servitude encroachment to build a fence on the property line. Likewise, in your package, likewise, it was reported out favorably by the planning commission. And likewise, we discussed it last week. Do I hear any motion or move by Ms. Bujor? Second, Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. The ayes have it. I'm not aware of anything on finance, anything on personnel, anything on recreation, except the girls are playing right now at district playoff, subject by district playoff.
Football team will go to the US Sunday on Friday.
Right. Sunday, by the way, is about Kentwood. All right, police committee, consider, where is the chief?
No, right, it's here.
We can't do without a recommendation from him. Don't want to skip over that item. Governmental affairs committee, authorized mayor to sign an intergovernmental agreement with West Baton Rouge Parish Utilities for water board building. Back in 2002, we signed an intergovernmental agreement. It basically, we own the land underneath the building. They have the building, and there's an agreement that we signed. This agreement would be exactly word for word, except the fact that the water board no longer exists, and now it is Parish Utilities. Lou is just going to change the wording, and it's going to be the same agreement. I just need authorization to re-sign it again. Same document, basically. Any discussion? It wasn't on the agenda last week, so council didn't have an opportunity to discuss it, and I don't like to do that, but it came up between last meeting and this one.
So it's just a formality?
To me, it's a formality. It's same conditions. I think the conditions were if they stopped using it as a water board, they have to sell us the building at the market value and vice versa and all that. So it's just basically, at the time, I remember it very well, we made the property available for the convenience of the public so the water board building could be there. And this was post water board fiasco at the new fire station in Antonio. Yeah, so this was a good move on, Ms. Bujor.
Second,
Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. I said no vetoed ordinances. Hearing and final action ordinances. We have none. Introduction of ordinances. Ordinance blank of 2013-14 budget adjustment for the purposes of two or three minor items, but the major item is the budget adjustment for the new police station. And we'll have a number for you by next month when we actually discuss it.
I want to
introduce by Mr. Andre. All right, ordinance blank of chapter 17, traffic regulations. Does anyone like to introduce that one? Introduce.
Oh, is that one we wanted?
I'm not answering that.
I am not.
That's a stop sign.
I am not answering that. Would anybody like to introduce an ordinance? I'm kind of a trap with that. Is that what we're supposed to? No. I'm not even, I'm staying as far as that bullet, that crossfire as I can get.
I guess we'll all have the website tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
But I'm going to finish this.
All right.
So if it's not introduced, the sign will be removed.
That's right, the sign will be removed because it has to be put there.
It's illegal.
All right. I hear you none, I'm moving to the next item. One once, one twice, gone. Resolution and commendation, resolution number 9 of 2003 DEQ environmental audit. I know each one of you has gone to Wayne's office and studied it carefully. And if you think you feel comfortable with it, I need a motion.
Move.
Move, Mr. Honor.
Second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any further discussion? Did y'all understand the BOD and the TSS numbers?
Tell them to suspend the silence?
Yeah, well, they're okay with you.
Biological oxygen, you mean?
Yeah.
Wayne told me how to control, I said, good.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Department reports, fire department, chief. You've had to wait longer to get on before, haven't you? Yeah, I'm not sure the microphone's even working right now.
I won't move that thing before. For the month of October, fire department had first aid calls. Inside the town, we had 8. Outside the town, we had 6. Public assist, we had 4. Fire calls inside the town, we had 0. Outside, we had 0. We had 2 false alarms, 1 natural gas leak, 3 motor vehicle crashes, mutual aids to Addis, we had 2 for emergency medical service, and Port Allen fire, there was a fire in Port Allen on an apartment complex, one of those. Total for the month was 27, and total for the year was 305.
Mike came by my office a while last week or something, and I checked with Philip Burgoyne, and yes, we are going to operate on our budget from now to the end of June, regardless of what happens. We're just going to stay that way, and they're budgeting for everything after that. So we don't need to. And when they come up with a new fire chief and all, more than likely, he'll be asking for input from everybody on what to put in the next budget, but that's down the road. So the answer is we got the ball until the end of June, which is no big deal. Correspondence, I'm not aware of any. Mayor's report, I'll make it fast. As of some of them were last week, participated in Red Ribbon Week at all the schools except Early Middle, they did their own thing. You'll notice a nice flooring in here. It's they're now completed and it really looks nice. Elliott Street culverts are about halfway done. Mr. Jim is if he's in the audience, he might be able to help us with our one situation we need to work on. Thanks to Ms. Bourgeois and the staff, Debbie, and all the people who work here for this very nice Veterans Day program we had today. It was very nice, and I know the people who come appreciate it. And we also had last week, I think it was, we had an Arbor Day at the ballpark and planted some trees, and a bunch of the pre-K kids came out there, and it was really nice. It was really nice. The weather was perfect, and it turned out to be a nice program. That's all I have. Remarks of personal privilege, anyone?
Any veterans in the house?
Yeah, no veterans in the house.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
I want to say that the essay contest winners, the Veterans Day essay contest winners this year were Zevin Hunt, Gunna Wright, and Maddie Palermo. And they are students who are taught by Miss Kara Phelps. And this was the first year she had students participate. And they really had some wonderful
Yeah, they were good. They were very good.
And I want to thank the judges, Mayor Norman, Don Neeslin, Rosa Stelly, for reading those forms. And the office staff does all the preparations. Debbie, Patricia, Jamie, and Carlissa. They can start a catering and event planning company when they retire from town hall.
Right.
They got it down pat. And Wayne Delapas and the maintenance guys take care of so much also. So it just all comes together. And as Claudette Purnell always volunteers her voice to add music to the day. So it was very nice. Thanks to everybody.
Hey, announcements, anybody else? Remarks, President, cutting my mic. Announcement, the groundbreaking for new police station will be Friday at 9 a.m. here. Planning zoning meeting has been changed to November 27th and, from November 27th to the 20th. And the one for the December's been, it'll be on December 18th. Town hall will be closed 28th, 29th, and 3rd, so Thanksgiving. Do we hear motion adjourned?
Move.
Mr. Andre.
Thank you.
Service Richard, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay.
Say, Cam, you get those dates on the website for the planning?